My name's John Wilkinson, and I channel a group I now call my brothers and sisters from across the stars. The reason why I started calling them that is because that's how it feels to me when I'm communicating with them. It feels like I'm talking to family. A few years ago, I went through a difficult time in my life, a period of transformation, where I was forced to ask myself some difficult questions that I really didn't want to know the answers to. It was during this time that I started to put it all together and started to realize that I was channeling information from a group that I now know as my brothers and sisters from across the stars. I had a difficult time accepting that I was a channeler. I had a difficult time accepting that I was talking to these ETs and they were sharing information with me. You see, for most of my life, I really didn't want to be the channeler. In fact, I tried to run away from it and tell myself a different story altogether. And not only that, but I couldn't even believe that ETs were real. I used to laugh at people who used to tell me they channel these different groups. I used to make fun of them. All I could accept that was real was our physical reality and what I understood to be the spirit world. Back in 2019, I started to write a blog and posted it on my website. Whenever I felt it was time to write a new entry for the blog,
I would sit down at my computer and I would write a question or a title,
and then I would just get up and walk away and not write anything at all. And in a day or so, I would have an experience or I would be out of my body and it would feel like a very realistic dream where I would meet what I understood to be my spirit guides. And we would sit in an office and they would help me write the blog. And then I would wake up and the whole blog would be right there in my head and I would type it all out in 10 or 15 minutes. Like I was remembering something that I had already done. At that time in my life, that is what I believed channeling to be. And I could only perceive my physical world and this other place, what I called the spirit world, a place that I would frequently visit. It didn't take long after I started writing and posting my blog on my website for me to have my first experience with the ETs. I remember somebody in my life sharing an experience they had with what they believed to be an ET. And me being the skeptical person that I am, I made fun of them. I laughed at them. And over the next few days, I found myself being very triggered by this idea and triggered by them as I created stories in my head about them that were not rational, that made no logical sense. I quickly realized there was something bigger going on. There was a reason why I was being triggered and I needed to investigate this. I later found myself asking for evidence. Show me that you're real. And I got quite frustrated and demanded that they prove to me that they're real. And surely they would provide me with this evidence so that I would know once and for all if they were real. And if I received no actual evidence, that I would assume that these ETs didn't exist and that they weren't real. But I couldn't help but wonder why this topic made me so frustrated, so angry, and why I was so motivated to know the truth. And within a day or so, I had my first experience with the ETs. Now, it was common practice for me to be aware that I was leaving my body when I went to sleep. So this was nothing new. But where I went surprised me, as one evening, I found myself in this black void of endless nothing. I've come to call this place the void space, a place where there is absolutely nothing. And I saw this ET in this space right in front of me. And this ET began to speak to me. But the words were being beamed into my head. Some form of mental telepathy would be the best way I could have explained it at the time. And they said, "You wanted proof that we're real? Here I am." They then proceeded to create a field or shield of energy around them and then asked me to try and push my hand through. I quickly realized that I couldn't. I believe they were trying to give me some sort of evidence that I could take away as proof that they were real. And when I came back to my body, I thought to myself, did that really happen? Did I really have a conversation with an ET? And then I changed the whole experience to what had happened, that I didn't talk to this ET, that none of it really happened, that I was having an out-of-body experience talking to a spirit guide, and they were teaching me about energy. I've always found the human mind very intriguing, how easy it is for us to create another story when we're confronted with something that we're perhaps afraid to face, or something we can't accept as the truth. And that's exactly what happened in this case. Over the course of a few weeks, I had a few more experiences with these ETs as they continuously tried to prove to me that they were real. Eventually, I accepted that the experiences I was having were real and that I was communicating or having these experiences with ETs. But I could only accept this one kind of ET, what most people would have been familiar with growing up with, watching shows like Stargate, those little gray aliens that kind of reminded me of the Asgard off of my favorite show growing up, Stargate. And of course, I would listen to a lot of different people talk about the Palladians and all these other ETs and all the starseed channelers. Of course, I still thought they were all nuts and didn't believe any of it. I had taken this belief as far as I was willing to take it. I still wasn't sure what to do with these experiences that I was having and decided not to really do anything with them. I was still really only comfortable with the idea that I was working with spirit. There was a part of me that was terrified that there was a lot more out there.
And there was part of me that was terrified that I would be called or asked
to work with this collective, this group that I now call my brothers and sisters from across the stars. But then there came a point where I needed to understand and become aware of these other groups
that were waiting for me to be ready to work with them.
Because they had important information that they wanted me to share. And I was just simply not at a place where I was receptive to the idea that this vast galactic community was actually real, or that I would be working with them in any capacity. And if they were real, I couldn't even fathom the idea that they would want to work with me out of all the people in the world. And in order for me to see the truth
and ask some very difficult questions,
I ended up going through a very painful, difficult transformation that left my life feeling like it was in ruins. And in an attempt to rebuild my life and figure out what I was supposed to be doing, I was forced to ask myself some very difficult questions. Questions that, quite honestly, I didn't really want to know the answers to, but questions that I knew I needed to know the answers to. And when I was ready, and only when I was ready to see and hear the truth, did this group show me who they really were. When I was ready for it, I was introduced to these other ETs who later became my teachers. The first hurdle was for me to understand that I had been communicating with the race that people call the Palladians, and that I had been frequently visiting a school where I was being taught by them. For quite a while, I was very confused as to where this place that I was visiting really was. Although I was familiar with the concept of out-of-body experiences and was aware that I was leaving my body at night, I became convinced that I was in some sort of parallel reality and was being taught by these tall, giant people. That's the best way that I could have described it at the time. At this point in my life, I was still really struggling with the idea that Palladians and all these other ETs were real. But I could accept that parallel realities were real and that that is where I was. I just could not accept the idea that I was talking to this galactic community. And they were the ones who were teaching me a lot of the information that I was sharing with people on social media. Once I reached a point where I finally surrendered and accepted the circumstances in my life and was ready to face the truth that I had been talking to these ETs and accepted that these tall giant people that I believed were in a parallel reality were in truth the Palladians. And when I was ready to know more, the Palladians sent me different teachers from different ET races who were responsible for sharing information with me that would not only help me, but hopefully help a lot of other people as well. Two of the groups that I am most familiar with, who have been my teachers, would be the Syrians and the Z's. When I say I channel this information, I don't mean I channel in the way that most people would be familiar with. Most people, when they think of channeling, they think of somebody sitting on a chair with their eyes closed, talking in a funny voice or a different accent altogether. That's not how it seems to work for me, at least at this point. I meet these ETs and those from spirit and these higher beings in a place that I frequently visit when I'm out of my body. This is the same place that I have been meeting my spirit guides. So the way it works for me at this point is all the information is taught to me while I'm out of my body in this place. And then I am then assisted in writing down all the information they just shared with me while out of my body. Then when I return to my body, I recreate what I created while I was out of my body. And this information will generally come through while I'm doing my channeled writing. Although I do still receive messages in the moment while I'm doing my channeled writing or in deep meditation. Generally speaking, the lessons that I will be sharing were all first taught to me while in the out-of-body state. But who exactly is this group or collective that I'm channeling and working with? Well, I still work with what I understand to be my spirit guides. They still play an active role. I also work with a group that I would call the masters. I see this group as graduate souls who choose to assist humanity rather than returning to what many people would call source or God. This group that I understand to be the masters does work in partnership with the ETs that wish to assist humanity ascend and wake up to our new reality. The collective that I refer to as my brothers and sisters from across the stars is made up of all these groups. The ones I call my spirit guides, the ones that help me with the writing, and my teachers, the ones that I call the masters and the ETs.
And I work with all these different groups in partnership to create all the different channeled messages, energy updates, and lessons that I am sharing with all of you.